broadcasting from a secret location.
How dare you?
Deep inside John Kerry's private jet.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
This is the voice of the climate agenda resistance.
Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone.
This is Radio Free Energy.
And for all of you out there on or behind the line, this is your song.
With your host, Larry Behrens.
Welcome to Radio Free Energy, where we're going to stand up to the radical climate agenda to tell you the truth about what their massive effort is all about. And spoiler alert, it's about more than going after just your gas stove. They want so much more. Well, since it's the first episode and you really don't know me and I don't know you, well, I'm going to fix half of that equation. Let me give you, I promise, what will only be a very quick introduction. My name's Larry Behrens, and for over 20 years, I've worked both inside and outside the world of media. First, I was a reporter, then a public information officer, communications director, worked on campaigns, and I've seen it all. I've seen the truth, the lies, and all the dirty tricks that they pull to try to subvert, to give you an idea of what they want you to believe. And so, that's when I came across the radical climate agenda, because it's over the last 5 years I've had the opportunity to get an in-depth look at what they're doing, what it means for our country and our families. And that's why I started this podcast. Now, you've seen me. I've been on Fox News, Newsmax. You've seen my work in Zero Hedge, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, all of the greatest conservative outlets out there. And I'm so grateful for every single one of them. But I wanted to start this podcast because what we've seen over the last 3 years is just an avalanche of failure after failure. And it's reached not only into the gas pump, but into our grocery stores, into our home mortgages, into every facet of life. So that's enough of the ego speech for now and where you've seen me and what I've done. Let's get into this first episode of what I want to talk about. We're going to dive into the radical environmental policies of President Joe Biden and the impact that they're having on our nation. You ready for it, Joe?
So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
As we approach fall of 2024 here in the United States, the Biden administration has implemented laws and regulations, and they've seeped into every aspect of American life. Now, the speed in which these actions have been rolled out is absolutely staggering. We're looking at more than 120 executive orders that Joe Biden has issued, with the vast majority of them going after America's energy industry. In fact, we had energy independence just 4 years ago. It took less than 2 years for Joe Biden to surrender it. Through largely executive actions, he's had a little help from Congress, but he has, in every facet of his administration, from a secret EPA run by John Kerry, now run by John Podesta outside the White House, to every single part trying to climatize our military and every other part of our way of life. And we've seen the cost to it. We've heard it from the other side. We know the leftists are going to call us conspiracy theories, but today's conspiracy theory, as you know, is tomorrow's harsh reality. Across America today, families are feeling the pinch of Biden's energy policies. I feel what he has done to our energy industry has eroded the foundation of our economy. And you can say that energy isn't everything, but it literally is. We've seen him not only come after gas stoves, but in nearly any other gas-powered appliance in our home. Gas-powered lawn equipment, your furnace. He wants you to get rid of your gas-powered car. There are so many things. And when you attack something that is foundational to our economy, you start to see things that are important erode. And the first signal of that is expensive energy. And it's not just at the gas pump, although I really, really love those I did that stickers. It is also in our grocery stores, as the price of diesel reached records under Joe Biden's administration. It is also in your home mortgage and everything that is driving up interest rates and your car insurance and every other price, because when prices go up across the board for every supply that we buy, then you are going to feel it in every direction. And America's families are feeling it. And never before, I think, there's always been a disconnect in Washington, but never before has the disconnect between the White House's narrative and our day-to-day reality been this glaring. And it's leaving many Americans feeling bewildered and frustrated.
What do we want?
Change!
What do we want?
Now!
Meanwhile, we see the radical left going after everything that is important to Western society. They go after the art. They'll go after the Mona Lisa. They even try to deface the United States Constitution because they feel that their cause is so just that they have to destroy the world. And let's just be honest about what it is. The radical environmental movement is communism painted green. And I know that sounds radical to say, but I can tell you in my experience as I watch this, we see that every solution brought about by the Biden administration and those who want to force this agenda meets two magical goals. One, it makes them richer. It makes their friends richer. It makes government richer and makes you poorer. And two, it gives them more control to decide what you do, what you eat, how far you drive, and any other number of things that are important to your family, decisions that should be made within your home. They want to reach in and make those decisions for you. That's right. I'll repeat it. And they've shut off to a record pace American lands and waters from oil and gas production. At the same time, who could forget, they were making deals with foreign nations, including dictators, to try to fill that energy gap. For every radical environmental protest that tries to undermine American industry, you have to ask yourself, why do they never protest Saudi Arabia? Why do they never protest Venezuela? These countries are delivering massive amounts of oil. I'll get to you in a second, Russia. And yet, the environmental movement never targets them. And that's even before we talk about China. The consequences of these actions are dire, and the blame game is in full swing as the president runs for re-election because he has to deflect the responsibility onto anyone but himself.
Today's inflation report confirmed what Americans already know. Putin's price hike is hitting America hard.
So what we want this podcast to do is it's designed to serve as a, I don't want to call them highlights, as a low-light reel of Biden's biggest energy failures, showcasing how each decision has chipped away at the foundation of our economy. Gas prices serve as a stark reminder of the true cost of these policies, and each hike at the pump directly linked to Biden's actions. But as anyone that steps foot in a grocery store will tell you, the gas pump isn't the only place where we're feeling the pain.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
As we reflect on Biden's term so far, it becomes clear that his green ideology has come at a high price for our nation. Now, the challenge is to remember and to hold him accountable, because those who have steered us down this path are making us weaker, is making your family pay a whole lot more, and they're going to spend the next months doing everything they can to make you forget. This podcast is going to help you remember. So I hope you'll join me as we unravel the Biden administration's environmental agenda and its impact on America. I hope you'll subscribe and join us next time here on Radio Free Energy as we go back to prehistoric times, also known as the time when Joe Biden first came to Washington, and how anyone who looked at that time would be able to predict how radical Biden would be if they'd only looked at his past. My name's Larry Behrens. Join us next time.
This has been Radio Free Energy, the voice of the climate agenda resistance, with your host, Larry Behrens. Until next time, keep up the fight against the Green New Steel.